is KC2W. Gonna do the net. So we'll do it. This is KC2WI's Black River Valley service net. Net meets 9 o'clock every evening on Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club repeater. On the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655, located on Jackson Hill, southeast of Boonville. It's an informal net. All interested parties are willing to check with our encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. We have a semi-regular schedule of net controllers, but if you don't hear the net being called within a few minutes, you're encouraged to take the net for the evening. A preamble format available on a club website, boonvillearc.com. The next meeting is the third Tuesday in June, which would be June 21st, 7 p.m. at Dodge Northam Art Community Center in Boonville, New York. Information is on the website. This is KC2WI. We'll look for any portable battery-powered or mobile stations. Over. Okay, do we have any echolink stations? Over. Do we have any stations wishing to check in? Over.
Entropy FM, good evening, Pete.
Okay, George, well, I was hoping Jeff would check in here so I could consult with him on the inability of me to echolink in. From Lake Pleasant. I haven't tried it here. I gotta go to the other computer. I don't have echo link on. There's one out here. I haven't turned the other one on yet, so I did that. Okay, so N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening to you, everyone else on the net. Very hard, but I had to say before on the landline, and I won't go through it. I won't put it in that there. The big laughs again and everything. I don't know, this computer might be coming back to you again soon. I'm not sure. Got a thing about this, AdBlock did something, error such and such, and when I put the thing down, it gave all kinds of sys and sys, print this, I don't know what the hell it is. But just the AdBlock thing, not the AdBlocker, not AdBlock, AdBlocker completely out, and now it says do not turn off a disconnected computer, that upgrading Panda free antivirus. This might take a few minutes. I don't know if that's right or if something's gone crazy or whatever. Entropy FM.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that. Yeah, the problem with all this software is, you know, this sort of 3D things, is that it's fine when they work, but if they don't. I'm trying to find my old Nero here. I put a DVD in that I thought had something on it. And Windows said, what do you want to do, burn a DVD? So apparently it really is blank. One of the versions that I had, this is Nero Express. That's an old version. But I have sort of, you know, one I bought, like the full one. And that was giving all the information. Yes, this property, I guess it could figure it out. But I got English burn, which I use mostly for Nero sometimes. And it, all you can do is, maybe take some of that stuff out and see what happens and put it back in one by one. That's what I was working on today. I never really got to the uninstall reinstall because we have so much other issues going on, but the Windows Live Mail problems, and I said, you know, the only way we're really done everything else, the next step is uninstall and reinstall it. Well, of course, got, you know, gigabytes, 1.5 gigabytes of saved mail history from whatever, and contact, and that all happened. You know, probably saved twice to make sure. If the program isn't working right, exporting it doesn't work too well. I don't know, I've never tried to export 1.5 gigabytes worth of email from Windows Live Mail. I think it's, I don't know if it would even work, or if it would take 2 hours to do it or what. I copied the mail data store, and that took an awful long time. But I like to have it exported the way they kind of want you to do it, and then I like to just go grab the data, all the data anyway, because one of those two methods should work if you've got to restore it. And, you know, if it's critical email, you want more than one chance at that kind of thing. So I was there for 4 hours, semi-resolved the immediate email issue, but it's not, I know something's going on right. So I left her with, you know, do what you got to do today, go into the email, go into your 50 folders or whatever you got there, your customers, clean up stuff that's 5 years old that you know you really don't save, reduce the data down to a manageable size, you know, et cetera, and then we'll do a zip cleanup, defragment the hard drive, see if we can get other things working better, and then we'll try this again later. So it's, boy, you know, if you sit there and watch, if the non-technical person sits there and watches, then they realize how long this stuff takes. But it's hours and hours, and it's a real problem because if it's not really critical, it gets to the point where, you know, it gets very expensive. There's no choice. You said, you want to fix it, you got to fix it. But it gets to the point where, you know, you spend half as much as the computer. The thing is, if it's data that you need, something that's not working, you still got to fix and get that off the old one, even if you just say, the heck with it, buy a new one. So, you know, the big moral of the story is back everything up on a regular basis, and, you know, and then you might be safer if you can do say, I'll forget it, we'll get it moving. KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Network, and traditional check-ins, over.
WA to you.
WA to you. KC2WI, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Pete. And good evening to George, and I don't know how many other listeners we have out there. 64 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Be aware your audio is way, way down. Out of all this, it sounds different this evening. It's consistent, except there's just not a lot of it. Could be my radio. I hear a very faint hum in the background. But anyways, enough of that. Kathy and I had a very, very busy day today. Kathy worked outside for quite a bit of the time. A lot of things going on the road here. People up the road here getting stuff done up at their new home. People down below us here, they've got some stuff going on. I heard bulldozers down there earlier, although I didn't walk down there. I worked out in the gym. I did about 8 miles on the elliptical. I did that about midday because I didn't want it to get really hot out there, and I did about 30 of these Roman chair things where you sit up and you're kind of doing a sit-up, but you're in the kind of stretched out in midair. So we do that. That's what we do every day. But today was the aerobics, and then usually on Thursdays it's weight day. But I got a surprise today because I went outside. We're building building Kathy out of 2x8s. They're 4x8 and one's 4x12 boxes to have above ground raised garden, which then we have these shields that go on the outside of them, kind of a cage up there about 6 foot tall, and
They've got a door on them and things, so we were out there today and I had almost 200 bags of 40 pounds of actual organic topsoil. Well, Kathy and I moved 84 of those bags this afternoon. We filled up three of the 4x8 raised beds, and then we've got the ground cloth down tomorrow. Kathy's going to put the plants out there, and then we'll put up the little protection houses around each one, and then we'll gradually get to the 4x12 area. So we're busy with that. Tomorrow we're going to get up real early. Well, we get up early every day, but we're going to go outside early and gather up firewood, and then we're going to cover it up with a tarp because we'd like to start our tradition. We've got some people coming over tomorrow, so we will sit around and check out the testing of the cooler with ice in it to see how well it keeps 807s correctly, correct temperature for pure enjoyment. So, but no matter if we get any sprinkles in the afternoon, all we have to do is take the tarp off the wood and we'll be all good to go. So I've got the Sirius XM radio, the boom box, it's all ready to go out on the deck. And Mother Nature allows us to get outside, we will do that. So that's the plan. So back over to you, Pete, and boy, June's already here. It's unbelievable. WATU, back to that.
We had a cool day. I mean, yesterday wasn't bad when I was up in Lake Pleasant, and in the morning it was cloudy, and it's whatever, but it kind of got pretty nice, and I went out, and after lunch, I wanted to go before lunch, go and drop off a laptop and pick up the desktop, and they turned it in after lunch. And I came back and I started fiddling with it. It was quite nice out, but I felt I wanted to keep working on things. And I don't know, I put in a bid proposal in RFP, and it was I discovered by accident almost, but I put in a proposal for IT support for Hamilton County. And boy, I really debated on that, on pricing. I fought with myself, and I kept lowering it, and then I said, well, I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to regret it if I actually get this. And, where do I stop, and how can people do it? No one goes so cheap. Well, I didn't go cheap enough. And, retrospect, I probably could have gone down another, I don't know how low. Now all those proposals are public records, so I'm going to go in and see see the guy who beat me what he did. But it was a guy from Long Lake, so he was an actual full-time county resident where I'm only part-time, and they said he was a little bitter. So you never know, it could be some guy who's retired, so he can do it for $20 an hour or something, but it really doesn't need to, not living off it. And there's no way you can compete with that kind of stuff. The only thing is that if the guy was a professional in a computer business, maybe he's real good, but if he's just sort of doing it, maybe he's going to screw up, which I'm crossing my fingers on. And next year when the bid comes around, they'll be fine. But I'm also going to, my plan is, depending on how cheap he is, one where I can't do it, but I really want to get work up there and be able to live there. So I'm going to look at what he did, and when they come out next year, I'll just, do it for 20% less or something if I can afford to do that. But it's really interesting. I felt up, I just lost a pretty good stuff to work in my hometown. Maybe I better not go outside and play. I ought to get to work on this job. And the original plan was to actually get it done overnight, get it back to the night. No hurry. Anyway, that's a long story. But there was I fiddled around with the thing this morning. Nothing that he really needs to have working, but something that's not working, the networking stuff. Is, you would think after 20 or 30 years, Microsoft would get it right and keep it right, but they screw it up with every new version of Windows. They change something and they make things that work before not work. So. Anyway, that was my day. I didn't get out much other than drive the car, but like parts of the window. Well, it sounds like you had a good day, and it looks a little iffy for tomorrow afternoon, Friday, and I guess clearing up Friday, which is good. Hopefully it'll be clear all day, at least half the day Friday and all day Saturday and into Sunday, and maybe we'll get a lot of airplanes come up and participate in the weekend, the speculator pilot weekend flying. That my father really just needs a promoter on that and trying to revive the old flying that they used to have. Boy, we used to have 30, 40 planes lined up on along the beach of Lake Pleasant and that. It's tough with such a weather dependent event, but any luck will have to return. And of course, the radio club's going to do communications for that and the transportation. That and hopefully we'll have a good one. This is the Black River Valley Service
Center. Yeah, Pete, WATU. I'm not sure what radio on, but maybe people have a hard time hearing. It's very difficult to hear you. Your audio to noise ratio. The level of audio is about 10% of your actual carrier signal.
Well, maybe this microphone is going off. I'll just put it right up to my face. How's that?
Yep, that helps. I might back off just a little bit, but yep, that helped a lot.
I'm betting it's the microphone. This is an old radio shack. On my little copper pipe dipole, which is not necessarily the greatest signal into the repeater either. And I haven't turned the main radio stuff on. I've got it all unplugged because I was gone for a couple of days. So anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net looking for any additional check-ins. Over. KC2WI, do we have any additional check-ins or comments? Over.
ASM 2 PSM, we had also 64 degrees here. Temperature range today was 46 to 76, and I think I might have it back and working here again, but I'm not certain yet on the computer. And 2 PSM clear, 73.
Okay, George, I didn't look here, it was 77 or something at 7 o'clock or 6, I don't know, it's down, I don't know what it is outside, I don't have a thermometer I can see easily here. This is KC2WI, again, this is the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins or comments, over.
WATU comment.
WA2U, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me. Seems like I read it in QST. I believe Cortland's coming up. It could even actually be this weekend. I'm not sure. Hawkins on 147.180, and I think the PL is 71.9 or 103.5, but that's kind of a neat ham fest. I think it opens up at 7:30 in the morning. They have VE testing, although you got to pre-register. So that's Cortland talking 147.180. I believe it's this coming weekend. And the air show, once again, is coming to Syracuse on the 11th and 12th of June. which is kind of a neat thing, especially if they got great weather. So a couple things to look forward to, a couple things to listen for activity. I used to like to hear the aircraft flying in on, I forgot what it's 121 point something. They had different frequencies, 121.9 or whatever, different areas depending on the airport. So anyway, Pete, we'll turn it back over to you. And yeah, getting close to the mic really helped WATU.
Yeah, okay, John. When I was in Syracuse, I used to like to go to Cortland. It was kind of a nice thing, but of course, 20 years ago, hamfests were generally, you know, bigger and better. But that was kind of a nice, it was never real big, but it was a nice hamfest. And, you know, from Syracuse, it was a pretty easy ride. So I'm not going to go to that. Of course, we've got things going on, but I'd like to make one. I went to the South Islands Club Hamfest, which I was really kind of disappointed in the turnout. I thought there'd be more people, but, you know, first year, it was a real, real nice day, so who knows. Maybe I'll get to one more, and I don't know if I'm going to go up to the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association picnic up in, where is it? I don't remember. Malone. So it's a pretty good drive, but there'll be some people there, you know, tailgate kind of stuff. And we did that when we had it, in Long Lake. And we did that when we had an NNOIRA meeting in Lake Pleasant. You know, people brought stuff. We had a little, so mini flat stuff. And that's always fun. So hopefully, I don't know if anybody from here will go up this a long trip, but I haven't been up there. I've never been in Malone. So I'm thinking maybe if the weather and everything cooperates, then maybe I'll take a day or two and, you know, do a little touring around and camp for overnight or something and find something interesting to do. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and again, we're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
If you don't want Cortland, I just looking at the calendar quick here. RADS, Radio Amateurs of Greater Syracuse. They evidently, again, I think I saw this in, I think it was in QST. They have a hamfest on July 10th, which on my calendar shows up as a Sunday. But if that's when you can get the hall or the fire department when you need the place to have your activity, so. That's at the, I want to say the American Legion, but it's right across from the Cicero post office. So that's the Radio Amateurs, the Greater Syracuse Hamfest on July 10th, which is a Sunday. So very easy to get to. You go down Route 3. Once you're on Route 30. 31, just stay right on 31 and you get right to the hamfest. That's how simple it is. Of course, you got to slow down for some roads, you know, like Route 11 and things, but so I'm not sure what frequency they're talking. It might be 146.91 or it could be 147.300, but there'll probably be more about that. I can always, there's a little bit of time before now and then, but I just thought I'd mention they're a little bit more driving a distance, and they usually have turned out to be kind of a nice surprise for people that have had the chance to go. WA2, back to that.
Sean, yeah, that's a new location. I think the last time I went, it was down in, I don't remember, south of Syracuse, Pompey or someplace. And, Route 31, you could go across from Verona or whatever, but it's not a very fast drive in the, you know, in the, if you do it in the off-season, it's not bad, but if you do it in the summer and on a weekend, it's probably worse. You gotta go through all the little towns and you know, whatever. Or you could go down to go to the freeway and then go up whatever that is there, I can't even remember, 690 is it? Yeah, 481, whichever one it is, and then scoot up and exit on 81 and get right off there in Cicero, so you could do that. Alright, this is KC2WR at Black River Valley ServiceNet. Again, additional check-ins or comments, over. Last call, check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, over. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet, thanks. George and John for checking in. I think that was it. We managed to cover pretty long that, even with a couple check-ins. And we're now returning to repeater autometry is KC2WI.
Oscar Victor Bravo, Victor Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for stations with or without traffic, all check-ins will be appreciated. Calling for Odd 10. Calling for Odd 10, looking for stations with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Final call for Octet. Octet would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octet to use their repeater. Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, clear.